Hello, everybody, and welcome
to Ghoul Society. That's my big sister, Jamie.
And that's my little sister, Sarah. We are grateful to be recording on the unceded stolen territories of the Lekwungen, Wasanich, Esquimalt, and Songhees Nations. We are grateful to be here every day, and we are committed to disrupting racism within ourselves, our communities, and our families. By listening to this podcast, you've officially been inducted into the Ghoul Society.
That was take like four.
We thought we would switch it up. Listen, I thought we would switch it up.
But it didn't feel right.
And I'm trying to just, you know, I want to do my acknowledgements off the cuff so that they feel genuine.
Because and they feel are real genuine and real.
Because they are.
But we don't want it to feel like it's forced.
Yes. And also, but at the same time, I also don't want to stumble over my words all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm really bad at speaking on the spot, which is insane that we have a podcast.
I know.
But I mean, hey ho, it is what it is.
Well, I mean, so this will be episode like 38.
Ooh.
So we've done the same intro for 36 of them.
Yeah, true. True. How are you? What's up? What's new? What's going
on? I'm on vacation.
Ayo. I'm on vacation. Does it start right now?
Yeah, it started on Friday.
Fuck yeah. Vacation. She's on vacation.
Life. Yep. We're going to go visit the interior for a week. Super excited.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
It looks really beautiful there right now.
It's supposed to rain all week.
Wait, what day do you come back? I forget.
The 29th.
Oh, that's so funny because we're going to the interior on the 29th.
Lame.
We'll just like high five at the summit or something.
Damn, yeah. Imagine if all of us kids were there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be too much, I think.
It would be amazing.
We're a lot to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Six, that's just too many people at mom's.
True. Well, we just put up a tent.
Tented up in the thunderstorm. Actually, it's supposed to be like 29 on Monday, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
Like the 30th.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just go in the river.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
I'm actually kind of jealous because it's supposed to like thunderstorm while we're there. And then it's supposed to be nice when we leave. I was like, what the fuck? I'm excited for thunderstorms because we don't really get them here. Like, we get them there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, well, I thought it would be nice to maybe go for a dip in the river.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll find a moment.
Yeah. Like when I'm drunk.
Oh, she already is planning some crazy parties. But
the whole week is already planned pretty much.
Oh, well, are you going to tell us about it?
Well, just like dinners with friends and family and party and stuff.
Cute. Love that.
Yeah.
And love that for you.
Love that for you. Yeah. And I'm going to go running while I'm there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that will be nice. I know.
Careful.
I know.
We won't disclose too much.
I think I'm going to drive down the road.
Yes.
I'll drive down the road to run. I'm not going to run by mom's.
That makes sense. Yeah, to the actual, like, path.
Yeah.
Drive to, like, where the path starts.
Yeah.
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 I forgot that path existed.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
I'll
use that.
I'll just do that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's great.
Yeah, so do that, and yeah, it'll be nice to go on vacation.
Love that.
Yeah.
I get to start my vacation in a week.
Yay!
I'm also sad because it's the last week I get to see all the people that I've been seeing.
Sad.
And I won't see them in the fall either.
Right.
All around me are familiar faces. Cry.
Sad.
It's okay. It is what it is. And also, update. I got approved. That was my toe. In case anyone heard that, that was my toe cracking. I'm getting x-rays on my knee and my back. And then I'm going to get MRIs on my knee and my back. Woohoo!
Oh, they already were like, okay.
No, but
the
x-ray is the first step.
Yeah.
And then once it gets sent to my doctor, then they'll probably send me in. These are all the steps in probably getting surgery on my knee.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I've never had surgery. Intense.
What?
Yeah. It's
don't
like
tell me that.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
No, I literally heard they were like, they just make a slit and they go in and they just cut off the meniscus.
They're just cutting it?
Yeah, they trim it. They trim the tear. If the tear is on the edge, like we think, they literally just go in. No.
Oh.
No, 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 no. No, it's like not that invasive of a surgery. Oh. But it's still like obviously a surgery, and anytime anything is... Yeah.
Well, anyway, good thing you have a good physio.
Yes, exactly.
Because recovery can be very intense for some people.
Yes.
Yep, I've seen it.
Yeah. Same with like when I had my shoulder BS too. Yeah. And I had to recover that.
Yeah.
Still. It is, yeah. You know, that's the one thing about my crazy life right now is I have not been to the gymnasium in a very long time.
No.
And also I've been sick for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Listen.
It's like an ongoing bronchitis situation okay. here.
Okay, listen, kids. If you vape, don't vape. And also don't vape if there's no juice in the vape. Because you'll burn your lungs.
Especially then. Jamie made a boo-boo.
I made a mistake. I was being a degenerate, and I'm too old to be a degenerate, okay?
You're not.
Well.
You're not even in your 30s.
I'm almost there. Anyway, I'm excited to age. Yeah. But no more degeneracy with aging. That's the point.
I think you should always be degenerate. Sometimes.
Once in a while.
Once in a while is good for the soul.
I watched people be degenerates last night.
Yeah.
And that was really fun for me.
Nice. There you go.
I got to see ya. And I was sober and it was amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, also, last thing, I've been quilting a lot, as you can see.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
Also, your tea towels are done.
Yes. Oh my god. Finally. Oh. Finally. The loom.
Bristol.
You may hear Bristol coughing.
He's also sick.
I got him sick. No, I can't say that. Anyways, so yeah, the loom is naked right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it will remain thusly until we come back.
One of my friends told me that he was going to do a weaving class. And then I said, my sister has a loom. And he was like, he got so excited. And I
really?
Was like, whoa. I was like, yeah, she makes tea towels. He's like, what? That's so cool.
Yes.
I was like, yeah.
Love it. Well, send him over my info in case he wants some big loom lessons.
He will take you up on it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll tell him.
I'll have some time in the fall.
I'll tell him.
Apparently. Maybe. Oh, I will.
Apparently.
We'll see. Yeah, I've been quilting. I've been watching... I tried to watch some ghost videos last night, mm-hmm. and I was kind of like, meh. So I don't know what's going on. It's spring. I feel so good in my soul and my spirit.
It's summer now, actually.
It's summer, and I just... True.
Just had
and we
solstice.
Celebrated the solstice too, yeah. Went swimming in the ocean, it was so good. I just feel so good that I'm like, when I try to watch a scary or a bad thing, I'm like, actually, I don't want this right now.
Whoa.
I know, crazy. But let's get into the story. Give it to me.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Look.
Listen. It's gonna be a little short one. It's short and sweet today.
Okay, is it actually sweet?
It's fun.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Because, you know, I covered Clifford Olson last time, so I thought I would do a little, like, oh.
It's great. A little. I love that.
Good story.
Well, do you remember, like, way, way back in MFM?
In the way, way back.
In the way, way back MFM?
Mm-hmm.
They used to each tell a story within an hour of time.
Yeah.
That's crazy bonkers bananas.
I know.
So crazy. Anyway.
I don't know how they did that.
Yeah, so we're going to release this episode and another episode. They're both going to be shorties, and they're both going to be a lot more lighthearted, just to kind of take a break from the
really
heaviness.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah. So enjoy our next couple episodes.
Yeah. So today we're going to the east coast of Canada.
Mm.
Yeah. And
with the new fees.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah.
I really want to go to Newfoundland.
Me too.
Let's go.
I want to go.
I want to go. Let's take a road trip. I want
to go to Nova Scotia.
Oh, never mind.
I want to go to PEI.
Yeah, me too. It looks so cool. There's icebergs over there. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't even know that until the other day. I was like, wait, what?
Well, that's because crazy. We're kind of tilted.
Tilted, bro.
So they're up higher.
Yeah, that's true. We're also very, very low.
Yeah, we're past the border here.
I know. It's crazy. Isn't
that
funny?
I always think of that. I'm like, border goes across.
That's because borders are fake.
And they're stupid. Ooh. Thanks a lot. Okay, anyway. So today, yeah, we're going to the East Coast. Super fun. Get out of this West Coast misery for a little bit.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about the ghost ship of the Northumberland Strait.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I love that.
So what is the Northumberland Strait?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a strait in the southern part of the Gulf of St. Lawrence in the east. The strait is formed by present-day Prince Edward Island, or PEI, and Nova Scotia. Present-day PEI is home to the traditional Mi'kmaq Nation and the Wabanaki Nation, also known as the Dawnland Confederacy. For over 200 years, but probably more, the people in these areas have told legends of a ghost ship in the strait, also known as the Burning Ship.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Known as a beautiful schooner that had 3 or 4 masts with white sails, the ghost ship is seen engulfed in bright red, orange, and yellow flames.
Whoa.
According to local legend, the ship is seen as a storm warning as well.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Over centuries, sightings of the ship contain the same main points. One can clearly see a ship, or at least the outline of its masts, and even a ghost crew climbing them, before the ship sinks or completely burns and vanishes. Many people have seen it as a 3-masted square rigger, while others describe it as a topsail schooner with ancient rigging.
Did you know one time I thought schooner was pronounced schooner, and I said schooner, and then everyone thought I was just joking around, but I was actually serious and I didn't know.
Really? Oh, yeah. No.
That's
how
all.
Old were you?
No, this was like this was literally like 6 months ago.
Oh, gee.
Schooner. I don't know. Just fucking spell it how you say it. God damn it. Why is there an H in there?
I don't know.
Just schooner with a C. Like, come
schooner.
On.
Schooner.
Scooby-Doo. Imagine if Scooby-Doo had an H. Shooby-Doo. Okay.
Scooby-Dooby. Oh be do
That's all of it.
Okay. There have even been some accounts of it being seen as a large steamship with upper and lower decks.
Oh.
But I'm also like, are you guys thinking of the Titanic? Because, you know, the Titanic sank off the east coast of Canada, so.
It's true. I watched the Titan submersible documentary the other day.
Did you watch one on Netflix?
Yeah.
Because there's two. There's one on Netflix, and then there's one on, like, there's one from, like, Discovery or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, more Nat Geo kind of version.
I watched the Netflix gossip drama crazy one.
I'm going to watch it.
It was good. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy, dude. Holy moly. We'll talk about it when you watch it.
How devastating. While almost all accounts of the ship are of it engulfed in flames, there's some variation with one person recounting, quote, at times the fire would burn low, and again it would billow up in clouds of flame, illuminating every detail of masts, hull, and rigging, end quote. The phantom ship is often seen sailing north or northwest up the strait, but others have seen her sailing eastward, and some claim it didn't move at all. The accounts of its sailing always note how fast it's traveling, even in the winter when the strait is covered in ice.
Wow.
Because it ices over.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It appears to be seen more regularly in the spring and the fall, but has also been seen in the dead of winter. And I read in an article that some people claim that the ship appears every 10 years. But only a couple of people said that, so I don't know what they're on. So, according to historian Julie Watson, the earliest recorded sighting of the Northumberland Strait ghost ship was in 1786 during a strong northeastern wind.
Oh my god.
A lighthouse keeper witnessed a schooner with three masts about to crash against the rocky shore below his keep. Whoa. But to his surprise, the ship turned into the storm at the last moment and disappeared.
What?
Yeah.
He was probably like, damn, I want to text my friends about this, but he couldn't.
It's like, I'm just a lighthouse keeper. I can't tell anyone.
I'm all alone.
In 1990, a small group of sailors in Charlottetown spotted the ship, and thinking it was real, they boarded a small rowboat in the harbor to rescue the crew, but the ship vanished before they reached it.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna ask, like, how many people have tried to be, like...
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
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 In 1905, scientist William Francis Genong wrote an article in the Bulletin of the Natural History Society of New Brunswick, stating, quote, in its usual form, the light is roughly hemispherical. It has its it has its flat side to the water, and at times it simply glows without much charge of form, but at other times it rises into slender moving columns, giving rise to an appearance capable of interpretation as the flaming rigging of a ship, its vibrating and dancing movements increasing the illusion, end quote.
Whoa, that almost makes me think of, like, the Northern Lights or something.
Yeah, right? But, like, on the water.
Yeah.
He continued to state that it's a natural electrical phenomenon, like St. Elmo's fire. That's what people are seeing.
Oh. Wait. What?
For those who don't know, St. Elmo's...
That's me, I don't know.
...fire is a weather phenomena in which luminous plasma is created by the ionization of molecules on a rod-like object, like a ship's mast, in an atmospheric electric field.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Essentially, it can make objects appear to have a glow to them, looking like fire.
Whoa! So are people seeing... But still a ghost ship, and the phenomena is happening on a ghost ship, or is it happening on real ships?
Or
something else.
Or it's just happening.
Without a rod?
Without an object.
Weird.
Yeah. This phenomena is named after St. Elmo, the patron saint of sailors.
St. Elmo.
And usually indicates that lightning will soon strike.
Oh, because everything's getting all, like,
yeah, exactly,
frictionized.
Or just think of that electrical monster from Scooby-Doo.
Yes. Oh my god, I love Scooby-Doo in cyberspace.
No, not, oh, I was That's thinking, I was like, thinking. The winter one, the 1,000-volt monster.
Oh, yes.
The 10,000-volt monster.
Yeah.
Another explanation for the Northumberland Strait ghost ship is that it's an illusion created by fog reflecting the moonlight. Or it might be that people are seeing a form of Fata Morgana, which is just a mirage.
Okay, listen. Do we have to just say that it's not actually there and that it's all these phenomena? Or can we just say that there's a fucking ghost ship on fire?
Like, I'm just covering all bases.
No, I know. It's not you. It's people.
I know. I know.
I know.
A Fata Morgana occurs when a band of warm air settles on top of a band of cooled air, making light rays bend as they pass through the different temperatures, almost like a refracting lens.
Is that what you see when you're driving and you think that there's water on the road?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Objects viewed through a Fata Morgana appear to be shimmering and may be flipped upside down, flying, or seen in really good detail at a distance.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know that everything that we look at...
is upside down? Yes, of course I knew that.
Oh.
I'm a psych major. Of course I knew that.
Fuck.
That's like psych 101.
We're just perceiving the world upside down.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know.
Is there anyone in the world? Hey, can send us an email if you're listening to this. If you only see everything in upside down and your eyes don't, and your brain doesn't do the thing that it's supposed to do. I wonder if there's anyone.
I'm gonna look it up.
Do, 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 do. Have you ever thought about how that song is also like the little teapot song? Do, 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 no. Do, do. Okay.
There have been rare cases of individuals with neurological conditions who see the world upside down.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I guess, like, maybe...
But maybe it wouldn't be crazy if you were born with it and then that's just your life.
I know.
But how do you function in a world that's upside down? Are you also upside down? Wait.
No, no, no. It's your lens. Or, no, sorry. It's, like, your retina.
Yeah.
It's your, it is flipped upside down in your eyes.
I know. But if you look at yourself.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
You would, no, you would be, it's, okay. It's not like you would be standing on the ceiling.
No.
You would be still standing on the floor.
Yeah.
But it would, every, you would, fuck.
Yeah.
Everything looks upside down.
Reversal of vision metamorphopesia is a rare transient form of metamorphomesia. Described as an upside down 180 degree rotation of the visual field in the coronal plane.
That's crazy. So it's a thing. Yeah. Kind of figured. There's always something.
Okay, so apparently 52 cases were reported from 1974 to 2022.
Damn! Okay, if you're one of those 52 people, please reach out and let us know how you live in the world.
Yeah.
I want to know your experience. I wonder if they can
correct that with glass. Are there glasses that could correct that?
Hey, true.
If, like, it's interesting.
Crazy. Probably, because it's just light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is just light and molecules. And electrical fields.
Yeah, so is it even there if you're not there to perceive it?
Who knows?
Crazy.
Back anyway. To my story. In 1948, writer Roland Sherwood published a book titled Story Parade, in which he provided multiple theories of the phantom ship's origin, including the following. That it was a pleasure craft that caught fire when a lamp was knocked over during a drunken brawl.
Whoa.
That it was an immigrant ship headed for Quebec and was off course when it was struck by lightning. Or it's the remains of a ship that went missing after it left port for somewhere else. And these are kind of like, those are like a lot of the main theories. And then some people kind of branch them off. So, I don't really know.
Interesting.
And we'll kind of go over it a little bit.
So it's not a pirate ship.
Well, I don't know. We'll go over that.
Okay.
In the 1950s, a couple was getting ready for bed one night when the woman pointed out the window and was like, hey, whose house is that with the lights on? Why are there lights all on? And her husband was like, there's no house over there. That's the strait. That's pure water, baby.
Damn.
And so they went outside to attempt a closer look, and what they saw was a fully rigged schooner sailing down the strait in flames.
Oh my God.
And they just watched it until it disappeared. So I'm like...
That's crazy.
You thought you saw a ship on fire and you didn't do anything?
It didn't ring no bell?
I guess not.
It's wild.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird, but whatever, I guess.
1950s of it all.
Oh, yeah. Scholar Gary Magia Corpa collected many articles about haunted lighthouses, serpents, and phantom ships along the eastern coast of Canada. His tale of the Northumberland Strait phantom ship appeared in a May 1954 issue of a magazine called Fate. In it, the author Rory Grant claimed his dad experienced the phantom ship in 1904 while sailing with six other men on the strait.
Oh!
And this is that story. It was just after sundown and not yet dark, and he, Grant's father, was steering the schooner. One of the men said, "Look out, don't you see that ship crossing our bow?" Father looked and saw a fully rigged ship going across the bow not more than 200 yards away.
Oh my God.
The men watched the ship, and when it was about half a mile off, it suddenly burst into flames. Then they knew it was a phantom ship.
What?
What?
How did they know it was a ghost ship just because it lit on fire?
Because it, like, the whole thing burst into flames.
And just disappeared?
Well, So rather than flee, Grant's father and his fellow sailors approach the schooner in flames, and almost as if it was responding, the ship they were heading towards set sail and drifted away from them at the same speed.
Wow.
Quote, first the sails and rigging seemed to burn brightly. Then the entire hull appeared to be on fire. During this time, the figure of a man could be seen quite clearly walking along the deck, end quote.
Hmm.
The sailors attempted everything to overtake the phantom ship, but it always kept the same distance ahead of them. As they were following it, the phantom ship began to sink lower into the water like it was being consumed by the flames. Eventually, the tops of the masts went under the surface of the water, making three big fireballs that moved along the water before coming into one. This fireball eventually disappeared, and in its wake, the schooner was whole again and continued sailing unbothered until it again burst into flames.
What?
Grant claims that his father and fellow sailors maintained their path.
Drunk.
No. They're working.
Yeah, they're pirates, aren't they?
No.
Oh. Anyone that's on a ship.
It's 1904.
Well.
No, they're just colonizers.
Oh, fuck.
Grant claims that his father and fellow sailors maintained their path behind the mysterious ship until dawn, when it vanished into the first light of day.
That is crazy. They just watched that happen and then, like, repeat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like residual haunting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be so fucking crazy to see. You'd feel like you're losing your mind. You're like, what? Okay.
I know. The most recent account that is circulated in every media article is from January of 2008, when a 17-year-old visiting Tatamagouche saw the ghost ship in the bay. He described it as, quote, bright white and gold, end quote. Another resident of Tatamagouche Bay claims to have seen the phantom ship one night in October, claiming, quote, I saw this ball of flame above the horizon. At first I thought it was a light on land and then realized it was over the water. I believe in all that stuff and I don't know what else it would be, end quote.
Wow.
Because the phantom ship can be seen at any point within the Northumberland Strait, there are different names for it. Along the New Brunswick coast, it's called the John Craig Light, after a ship that wrecked off of Shippigan Island. Others in New Brunswick think it's the ghost of the Colbum, which was a ship lost during a storm in 1838. It has also been noted to be the ghost of the Isabella, a ship that departed in 1868 for South America, and it was last seen by the lighthouse keeper on Amit Island, but it was never seen again.
Wow.
Another popular tale is that it's a specter of a pirate ship.
Yes.
Set on fire during a drunken brawl below deck.
Wow.
And it's typically the ship of Captain William Kidd, who was executed in 1701 for piracy.
Hmm.
I think I might actually do a future story about him because he seems kind of cool, maybe.
Maybe.
Undecided.
Undecided if he's cool or not. I feel like I've heard that name.
Yeah. He's pretty popular pirate. In this rendition, Captain Kidd and his crew were celebrating their day of sinking and pillaging a vessel from the old country. In typical pirate fashion, they got drunk and somehow the ship caught fire and they all perished in the flames.
Oh my god.
But obviously Captain Kidd didn't, because he was executed in 1701.
Yeah.
So, lie.
Lie.
Another common tale that I came across is that some other pirates set flame to a religious ship containing priests and nuns, and that's the ghost ship.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's intense.
Yes.
Yeah. The ghost ship has even become more popular due to music and being entwined in popular culture. Canadian singer-songwriter Lenny Gallant has a song titled Tales of the Phantom Ship from his 1988 debut album Breakwater. It's a classic Eastern Canadian sailor song that everyone should listen to, and I want to play it for you.
Yay! Does it go like this? Oh, sit right back and hear a tale. Tale of a faithful ship.
On a night as black as a raven's feather, thunder cracked like a snap of leather, and the wind whips through the black spruce on the shore. Waves upon the gun.
so good. Wow.
Yeah. So
I love it. I was imagining it was stormy weather. I was all bundled up and I was in a pub and I was hearing the music live.
Yeah, exactly.
And the ship goes by in the background.
Yeah. So essentially the chorus is Tales of the Phantom Ship, from truck to keel in flames. She sails the wide Northumberland Strait. No one knows her name. Tales of the Phantom Ship. It's a ship of fire, they cry. Hard against the wind she sails. No one can say why.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that the story has been for so many years.
For so
decades,
long.
Two yeah. centuries.
Yeah.
People have been talking about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I know.
And actually, in June of 2014, Canada Post created a stamp of the Northumberland Strait Ghost Ship.
Oh, I love that.
It was first issued on Friday the 13th.
Oh, my God.
And was part of a series of Canadian ghost story stamps. And
what?
Yeah. Do you want to see a photo?
Yes. Okay. How do we get these? I know they're old, but...
You can probably collect it.
All right, listen. If you really love us, you'll send us
a stamp.
You'll send us some spooky ghost story.
Are we going to have to collect
stamps?
Ghost stamps. That's the stamp.
Saying. Oh, yeah. It's
yeah, isn't
good.
It sick?
There's like a big ship, a schooner, on the big waves. The waves are rolling.
And it's on fire.
And it's on fire. The yeah. sails are on fire.
Yeah.
And it's like diagonal on the stamp. Yeah. I love that.
So whether you believe it to be St. Elmo's fire, Fata Morgana, or a true apparition of some kind of vessel, the well-known burning ship of the Northumberland Strait continues to be entwined into the folklore and legends of the East Coast of Canada. Hopefully one day we can witness it ourselves. But for now, we will have to allow others to enjoy the experience of seeing one of Canada's ghost ships fully aflame, sailing up the strait only to burn down and begin the cycle anew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Isn't that fun?
Good job. Yeah.
It's so fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
I want to see it one day. I think it would
yeah.
be cool.
Okay. Well, we're going on the East Coast sometime.
East Coast.
Imagine we do a tour.
Ghost Society takes on the East Coast. Listen, East Coast is old.
Yeah.
Older. So.
Older-ish. Yeah. I know.
So,
it's crazy.
You know.
You know what I learned recently is that there was this footprint found. I think it was like in Haida Gwaii or something or somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
From 30,000 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
I need to look it up.
Yeah. It might be a search. Like, I don't know if you'll easily find it. Yeah. Indigenous peoples have been here. Literally, when they say time immemorial, they literally mean
it.
For tens of thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
So, oh, like, yes, East Coast of Canada is, like, old. But it ain't that fucking old.
No. I just meant pirate time.
Yeah. Yeah, they found it in the ice.
Wow.
I know.
Radiocarbon dating shows footprints are 13,200 years old.
Oh, 13,000.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another one, though, that's like, maybe
older?
It's... Yeah.
This one's from, like, 2018.
Okay. Maybe I was wrong. I could have been wrong in the information that I got from my source.
Oh, the footprints are... thought to be family members gathered around a hearth fire thousands of years ago.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy that they can do that.
I know.
12 more prints. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So, sorry, 13,000, not 30,000. But still.
Yeah.
13,000 years is actually unhinged.
Yeah.
And, like, all the technologies and everything that they were using were, like, very advanced.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they were able to, like, live in such a way that they continued on for tens of thousands and thousands of years.
And they will continue on.
They will. Yes.
Yeah.
They really will.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening. I hope everybody enjoyed it. It's a little bit of a... fun episode.
Love it.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or critiques, you can email us at
ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Instagram. You can send us a DM at
ghoulsocietypod.
Please leave us a comment, a review, or a rating on anywhere that you listen to this podcast. It would be greatly appreciated, and it really helps other people to find us.
Yes.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hello, everybody, and welcome
to Ghoul Society. That's my big sister, Jamie.
And that's my little sister, Sarah. You want to say it?
Oh, no.
We are a ghosty true crime podcast.
And everything in between.
Bye, listen. It's so bad. Okay, wait. I'm going to write something down.
What?
I'm gonna
put this all at the end.
Let's just go off the dome of what we did. Let's not add that.
Okay.
I don't want people to know before they start. I just want people to get in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.